Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
We wanted to know, Kylie, didn't we, about renting and all those things to do with COVID-19. And we thought, well, who are we going to go and who do we talk to? We're going to talk to this man. He's from PH Property. He's the director, Bradley Hinton. Hello, Brad.
Coggo, Kylie, how are you guys?
Hello, Brad. How's it going in the real estate world at the moment, Brad?
Yeah, it's we're all moving forward, but it's certainly been a hectic series of changes over the last couple of weeks, and a lot of our time as directors and principals of the offices has been just wrangling our teams to be working from home. So that's taken up a little bit of the time, and now we're just starting to focus back on ways to move forward.
What are the do's and the don'ts when it comes to people looking for a rental or looking to purchase a property in these times?
So particularly with inspections, that's where we've got quite stringent protocol to adhere to. It's come from the government, but most agents, probably Victoria-wise, certainly Bendigo-wise, have complied with a lot of this stuff well before it was implemented into, through the government anyway. So two of the main things we do is ask the question, have you been overseas in the past 2 or 3 months? Or have you had flu-like symptoms or a cold? And if the answer is yes to either of those questions, we're asking people to supply us a doctor's certificate before they enter a property. So it's just common sense stuff, but we're making sure that we're protecting vendors and landlords and tenants in that regard. We're also wearing gloves in certain properties, and that'll probably be something that we just do as a general rule. I'm sure I speak for most people in that regard. We're also we've ordered masks, and we're bringing masks in just for that extra protection. And we've got giant bottles of sanitizer everywhere, not just in our office but at properties. And there is no entry until people sanitize. Mm. We've also got all doors, cupboards open, so people don't actually have to go in and touch anything in the properties.
Yeah, Bradley Hinton.
Good stuff. Sounds like you've got it well sorted.
PH Property.
Well, we have.
A couple of volleys from Kylie there, mate. They were good volleys, Kyles. But let's go with the fast serve now. What about renters and landlords, mate? I'm sure there's going to be, I know we're early days here, but I'm sure there's going to be some mediation because not everyone can afford their rent. Landlords probably have to come to the party. Brad, what's happening in that space, please?
Yeah, so there's a hell of a lot happening. It's changing. We're getting emails from the Real Estate Institute of Victoria daily on changes, and they're having special parliament meetings as well. The long and the short of it is that like everybody said, we're all going through this together, and that means tenants and landlords are doing the same thing. So we've had instances where a lot of landlords have contacted us and said, hey, what can we do to help with our rental property?
Oh, really?
Property, wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Which is fantastic. And we actually, a property that we've sold is settling today. And the guys that have purchased it, it's their first investment property. And they said, look, we know what's happening at the moment. We'd like to offer the property to somebody that might be in a little bit of trouble at the moment. And we can do something with a discounted rent for 6 months. Jeez. And then hopefully they'll be great tenants for us moving on down the track. So there's a lot of that happening at the moment, which is nice.
Is that the majority,
that's
though,
great
Brad?
To hear.
I mean, that's good to hear. It's fantastic. But is that the majority? Is that what people are feeling?
It's not the majority. We're getting, we've probably had 10-15% of our landlords offering and calling about that. There has been another side of it where they're concerned because let's say it's their principal, or it was their principal place of residence. They've moved away for work. They've lost their jobs. It's their only form of income because they've got a double mortgage or paying rent. They're the sort of landlords that are needing help. And then if you've got tenants on the other side in the same position where they've lost a lot of their work and capacity to earn, we're going to have some problems there. And that's where there's discussion with the government as well. And they're looking at some alternatives to try and help those scenarios.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Seems to be. Brad, what about the ban on evictions for the next 6 months? Is that officially in place?
They're waiting. They're going through some legislation still at the moment, and this is an update I received on Tuesday. Certainly, from a commercial sense, they've had meetings, and that is. And don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that's nearly enforced now.
Yeah.
And there will be obviously certain circumstances where there's mutual agreement to end a contract. But as a general rule, they've put down their foot, the government, and said we cannot or we're going to try and avoid these instances if we can. From a rental point of view, we haven't got to that point yet, but it's certainly been a point of conjecture, and again, they're discussing it through Parliament, and there'll certainly be some protection put in place for tenants.
Brad, just wrapping up, PH Property, Bradley Hinton there, the director. Mate, I know you don't do a lot of commercial work, but commercial renters would be in the same boat. I'm talking businesses here. Certainly, you know, the rent, everything's dried up. What are you, what's the thoughts from your point of view on that? What are you hearing?
Yeah, so it's funny, I was talking to a good friend of mine, Jeremy Brown, who's in the commercial sector, yesterday, and there's a lot of discussion, and a lot of landlords and tenants trying to find some mutual ground. Mm. And you're particularly looking at, you know, retail shops, cafes and hotels, because that's the crux of the issue at the moment.
Yeah.
And to landlords' credit, I think there's been a lot of goodwill that's come out of that as well. And I think we'll get a clearer picture over the next 2 to 3 weeks as to how deep these measures will go. It's a pretty tough time.
I think we've got to watch with interest, aren't we, and all that, and certainly if the government's made it with residential areas, maybe the same will happen with commercial shops, because you know you don't want to be kicked out. You might want to just continue on and do your thing at the end of this. The last thing you do, and the other thing just quickly, Brad, before we let you go, is that not everyone's a mediator. Now a lot of business owners have had to become mediators. They've had to talk to the landlord. They might never talk to them or her. Then all of a sudden you're in this space where you know, trying to go to negotiate on money you probably don't bloody have.
That's right, and it is difficult. And we're just hoping that some of this legislation goes through and there'll be a little bit of help from the government.
Yep.
It seems to be going in that direction. But all I can say is for everyone around Bendigo, please buy takeaway from these shops, get your coffees, get some dinner every now and then. Please support them, because the more we can do in that regard, the less it's going to sting, and the better off we'll be when we get to the end of it in hopefully 3 to 6 months' time.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that is really good advice. Brad, can you tell me, just with your website, PH Property, do you have information in regards to what's going on updated regularly?
We don't on our site. We're doing Facebook posts and updating with certain stuff. We've certainly sent out a lot of different memorandums to our landlords and tenants, because our focus at the moment is to care for them, focus on them, and reassure them of what's happening, and that we're all going to get there, but there are just going to be some subtle changes over the next few months.
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
As far as putting stuff on our website goes, because it's changing so rapidly, you're really better off. If people are interested in this stuff, they can certainly email any agent in Bendigo, but that's an REIV member. But you can jump onto the REIV, Real Estate Institute of Victoria site. They'll have updates every 24 hours, basically. That's what's coming through at the moment.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Yeah, REIV, that's the place to go for people listening and want some more information.
Yep.
Brad Hinton, thank you so much. You've cleared a few things up for us. And as you said, it's so important at this very point in time to shop locally, keep supporting Bendigo businesses as much as we can.
Thanks, guys.
Brad Hinton, PH Property, and we'll keep updating that stuff with Brad as well.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Weekdays from 6. Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.